And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHigdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to ask me any question about building your home-based business, whether it's recruiting, marketing, mindset, team building, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. Today's question comes from another Top Earner Success School graduate and friend, Dory Hooks. Dory asks, is there anything other than affirmations and vision to work on mindset? I think that holds a lot of us back, and what is the best way to overcome issues with it? To just do these things consistently, or is there even something else? So, absolutely. I'm a big fan of always working on your vision of who you want to become. I'm also a big fan of daily affirmations on what you want to have in your life. And I'll tell you the number one thing for mindset, and this is something that most people do not want to hear, and it is to work. It is to do the work. One thing that I used to say at meetings, I actually, for some reason, even though I haven't had a job since 2005, for some reason, people, I got asked to speak at these unemployment groups of people that had been unemployed and, you know, wish, you know, they wanted jobs, etc. And so I would teach and I would just flat out say it, the ability to say, woe is me, shows the abundance of inactivity, right? The ability to say, woe is me, shows the abundance of inactivity, okay? One psychological trigger that I created for myself was if I thought about how bad life was, and this was back in 2009 when I was getting out of foreclosure and, you know, I was still dead broke, but I was, you know, trying to get away from that mindset. If I took a second to think about how bad life was or how great life used to be, I had to take action. I would pick up the phone and call someone. And it is very hard to split time in your mind to focus on two things at one time. So it's very hard to be talking to a prospect on the phone and continue to think about how bad life is. And so the best thing is not burning incense and listening to Yanni. It's actually getting into action, getting your jersey dirty, getting on that basketball court and shooting that ball and picking up that phone, picking up that phone, picking up that phone, picking up that phone, you know, prospect. It's staying busy. And, you know, it's just a recipe for if you want to get stuff done, you need to change the habits that have created the current results in your life. And part of it is just freaking saying, hey, I'm going to work. So that would be my big breakthrough for you, Dory, and everyone else listening to this. Look at how many people you're prospecting per day. And, you know, if you feel you're struggling with mindset, I'm willing to bet that you're not very consistent with prospecting. And if you start being consistent with prospecting, guess what? You'll create new results. And what do new results do? Well, they create a new mindset. So hope that this helps you. And again, if you'd like to check out what Dory went through and some others, you can check out TopEarnerSuccessSchool.com. It's a 3-month group coaching program with me. It's open for I think today is the last day, or is it next? No, I'm sorry. It's open for a few more days. Check it out, TopEarnerSuccessSchool.com, and we will talk to you in the next one. Bye for now.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.